You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, I'm Drew Robinson, and this is Tech in 2, the coronavirus update from Wired. Brought to you by Expedient. Forget application refactoring or lift and shift. Get cloud right the first time with Expedient, the nation's leading enterprise cloud provider. Cloud that works for your critical business applications. Disaster recovery that ensures your business stays up and running, and expertise from real people. Learn more at expedient.com/wired. The FDA cracks down on tests. The White House predicts a new death toll, and Google and Apple reveal details for contact tracing. Here's what you should know. Facing criticism that its loosened policy on antibody blood test has led to flawed tests and fraudulent marketing, the FDA raised its bar for validation and accuracy standards. Agency officials say that more than 160 tests are being sold in the U.S. without the FDA's authorization. Now, manufacturers whose tests do not meet the agency's criteria will have to suspend distribution. As the president pushes for states to reopen, his administration's own leaked models are projecting a daily death toll of 3,000 by June 1st, a 70% increase from the current average of 1,750. The models also forecast 200,000 new cases daily by the end of May, up from the current number of 25,000. Google and Apple have released new details on their framework for contact tracing, including how it will work and what the interface could look like. The Bluetooth system will let healthcare authorities track potential encounters with COVID-19. Only government agencies will be able to access the application programming interface, and the apps will not be allowed to collect location data. There are now more than 3.6 million infections and 250,000 deaths from the novel coronavirus worldwide, according to Johns Hopkins University. The U.S. has the most by far, with over 1.1 million of those infections and 68,000 deaths. Spain is next with just over 200,000 infections and 25,000 deaths. Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech in 2 newsletter at wired.com/TT.